Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
We're continuing to discuss the Maisa of Mori Bar Isaac. The first half of the sikh discussed about originally when this alleged brother came in Beit Chuzoi, who is to bring a raya. Does the brother have to bring a raya that he is a brother of Mori Bar Isaac, or does Mori Bar Isaac have to bring a raya that he's not a brother? That was the first half of the sikh. The Maisa in the end, there were Eidim who showed up, who said that he is a brother, and the second half of the sugya discusses what happens with the shvach that Mori Bar Isaac invested in the field. Does the brother have a schus to get from that shvach as well? Originally, Rav Chisda Paskin, based on the Mishnah in Baba Basra, hiniach banim gedoylem muktanim v'hishpichu gedoylem esan nechosim hishpichu le'emtzo. And Rav Chisda held that here as well, even though the land went up in value as a result of the efforts of Mori Bar Isaac, still the brother has a schus to get from that shvach. At the top line of the Gemara says, v'chein omer rabba hishpichu le'emtzo. Rashi and Tosis grapple with that girsa, but what comes out of the Maisa is that there's machoikas between Rashi and Tosis. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis says that this din of the Mishnah is only true in the case of Shivchu Nechosim and Machmas Nechosim. It depends why the Nechosim went up in value. If they went up in value as a result of other Nechosim, meaning the Banim Gedolim used from the money of the Mace to invest in the Karka and to make it go up in value, they hired workers with that money and they bought material with that money, that's where the din is that the Ketanim also get a chelik in the Shvach. However, if the Banim Gedolim used their own money to hire the workers and to buy the material, or if they themselves did the actual work, then the din is that the Shvach goes all to them, and the Banim Ketanim do not get a chelik in that Shvach. Rashi over here is learning that when the Gemara says, V'chein Omer Rabba, he changes the Girsa B'lak Opam. The point of the Gemara is to say that Rav Chisda over here in the Sugya Upaskin, that the brother of Mori Bar Isaac also gets a chelik in the Shvach, he's going not like that Gemara in Baba Basra. And therefore, even though Mori Bar Isaac used his own resources to work on the karka, still din is that the brother will get a chelik. Tosis argues on this, and he says that the Gemara Baba Basra is a dafer muskam. No one argues on that din, and therefore, when the Gemara over here says v'chein omer rabba, the Gemara just means to say that the same way Rav Chisda paskin in the case before that the brother gets it. Rabba also had a similar question, and he also paskin that the brother gets it. And Mukhesh over here explains that according to this, in order for Asuka to fit with the Gemara Baba Basra, it would have to be that Mori Bar Isaac did not use his own nechassim. And they took from the Yerusha of the father, and that's why Rav Chisda paskin that the brother gets a chelik. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings Abaya, who argued in Rav Chisda. Abaya says, "Mi domi, what's the comparison to that case in Baba Basra? Hosim gedolim gabei ketanim yadi v'komachli. Over there, the gedolim knew that the ketanim exist, and still they went down to the field and worked on it. They didn't say that we're working only for ourselves. They would understand that it's a mechila. They mean to be working for the ketanim as well. Mashenkin over here, mi yodah delechal." Mori Bar Isaac did not know that he had a brother, and therefore he was not Moichel. Now, we discussed in the previous year that there's Machalikas Rashi and the Rashba. What exactly is the case over here? Rashi's Mavur that Mori Bar Isaac knew that he had a brother. Originally, Mori Bar Isaac had gone to Beit Chuzoi with his father, and Mori had seen his brother, but now he says that he didn't recognize him. The Rashba, on the other hand, learns that Mori Bar Isaac never met his brother, and he didn't know Bechlau that he had a brother, and the Rashba brings the Raya from this Gemara over here. From now, Shabbat, he says, Hocha Miyodah Delechal. It's mashmah, he didn't know he had a brother. If he did know that there was a brother somewhere in the world, what does it mean, miyada delecha? Lecher, he did know, and when he went down to work on the field, lecher, he was moichal. So the Tva answers this kasha. This is in the Tva Chadoshim back on Lama Tesla Mabeis. He explains that according to Rashi, when it says miyada delecha, it means that Mori Bar Isaac thought maybe perhaps the brother is not alive anymore, or even if he is alive, maybe he doesn't plan on ever coming over here, he plans on staying with Beit Chuzoi. And Rashi says similar, he says Mori Bar Isaac thought this brother plans on taking the Nachla where his father was in Beit Chuzoi. He doesn't have any plans of coming back to get the Nachla over here. But upon whether you learn like Rashi or the Rashba, either way, Abaye has a taina, miyada delechal, Mori Bar Isaac never meant to be Meichel. At Kaputa, what Abaye means to ask is that since Mori Bar Isaac is the one who was Matriach and he never meant to be Meichel, he meant to be doing it for himself, that if he gets the Shvach in both halves, the half that belongs to the brother as well, the increase in value has to go back to Mori. However, as I'll see in a moment, it's not so posh that this is the Pshat in Abaya. The Gemara continues and says, "Igalgal milso umot el kamei der bami amr lehu gedoyle mizu amru shamalhem ka'orus hashdi dey lo yavinon lei." Rav Ami's taina was that if in the case of karav ayur lenichse shavoy, the din is that the karav gets as an orus, so kolshkin in this case, when Mori Bar Isaac went down to the field and he intended to work for himself, surely he should get at least as an orus. In other words, in the second chelik, the chelik which eventually went to the brother, and that chelik Mori Bar Isaac deserves to get as an oris. Now, there's a machoikas v'shenu over here. Are Abaye and Rav Ami be'esam saying the same thing, or is there a difference between them? So the Shita B'kubetzes brings b'shem Rabbeinu Yonasan. He says that Abaye and Rav Ami are saying two different things. Abaye means to say that Mori Bar Yisak should get all of the Shvach, meaning all the Shvach in the second Chelek he should get as well, since he meant to be working for himself and he was not Moichel. Rav Ami was saying differently. Rav Ami was saying that even if most of the Shvach will go to the brother, but still Mori Bar Yisak deserves to get at least as an Oris. The way Ben Yonison says it is that Be'esim Rav Ami is masking to Rav Chizda, not like Abaya, that the Iker Shvach should go to the brother, not to Mori. But still, his tain is, at least Mori should get as an Oris. It shouldn't be worse than the case of Karev Hayyar Lenichse Shavui. Now the Rabban, however, is Mavur, not like this Rabbeinu Yonason. The Rabban says that after Abaye said his taino, Hocha Meyodah Delechel, eventually the Maisa came to Rabami, and the Lashon of the Rabban is that when it came to Rabami, Rabami said, Shaper Komer Abaya, what Abaye said is correct. And he was Moisif that you see, even in the case of Karev Hayyar Lenichse Shavui, meaning the case of Netushim, the Rabban explains that in that case he went down Misafik because he might have a schus in it. It still didn't get as an Oros. Koshkin, in this case, where he went down Beturis Vadai, he thought definitely that this is mine, and he thought that he's working for himself. Koshkin, this should be the din. And computer, what the Rabban means to say is that Koshkin over here also you should get it as an Oros. And since the Rabban is explaining that Rabban is not coming to argue in Abaya, he's just bringing a right to Abaya. So Rabban is matched with that Abaya also held like this. Abaya never meant to say that Mori Bar Yisak gets all of the Shvach. He also meant to say that Mori Bar Yisak should get as an Oros, meaning in the half which eventually went to the brother, Mori Bar Yisak has a schus to get a percentage in that half as well, the percentage that an Oris gets. Now we have to understand over here, what exactly is Machoikas over here? Is Machoikas between the Rabban and Rabbeinu Yonason had to understand Bedas Abayo, when Abayo said, Hocha Miyoda Delechel, according to Rabbeinu Yonason, it means to say that for that reason Mori Bar Yisak should get all of the Shvach in the other half as well. Mashenkin, according to the Rabban, Abayo just meant to say that he should get as an Oris. So in the contemporary Sfarim, they explain that this Machoikas Yushainim is really talking about Machoikas in Taisis and Baba Basra, Dafkuf Mem Gimel Omid Beis. On this Mishnah of Aniach Banim Gdoil Muktanim, Hishbichu Gremes and Nechosim Hishbichu Le'emtza, the Mishnah continues and says, Im Omru, if the Gdoilim said, Ru'u Masha Aniach Abo, Hareyanu Oisim Ve'eichlim, then the din is Hishbichu Le'emtza. If the Gdoilim said clearly, look at the Nechosim the way they are now, this is how we want the Nechosim to be divided, now we're going to go work on the Nechosim and working for ourselves, not for the Ktanim, then the din is that they get all of the Shvach. Now Tosef there has a Machlikas. He brings B'Shem the Rashbam. The Rashbam understands, it doesn't mean to say that they could work on all of the karka and get the shvach in all of the karka, since eventually they're only going to get a chilik of the karka, they don't have any right to work on all of it right now and get all of the shvach. Rather, what it means to say is they could work on the chilik of the karka, and they can say that the work which we're doing is in the part which eventually will become ours. This is the sheet of the Rashbam, and this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam as well, and Rabbi Yosef brings Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam adds further, they can work on the other chilik as well, however, on that chilik they only get as an oris. They work in the chelik of the katan, so the ikar shvach will go to the katan, and they'll get a percentage the same as any other oris. Now the Ri, however, argues on this. Taisus brings the Ri b'shem the Rivam, that when the Mishnah says that the gedolim could say ruma shaniach abo hareyanu oisim va'ichlim, then the din is shpichul emtza. It does not mean simply that they could work on a chelik of it and get the shvach in that chelik. Rather, they could work on all of the karka and they could get all of the shvach. Not just as an oris, rather the complete shvach in all of the karka they have a schus to get. If they work on it and they tell us beforehand that the work that we're doing is going to be for ourselves, not for the Ketanim. Now what is the pshat on this? How could the Gdolim use someone else's karka, the chelik which belongs to the Ketanim, to work on it and to get the Shvach? L'chari, what right do they have to do this? It's not their karka. So in the Mukhi Yosef over there, as well as in the Rosh, Simon Tess, they both say similarly, that together is Zenehenem Ezelei Choser. Since the Ketanim are not able to work on the karka to be Mashpiach it, they're not losing anything, they don't mind if the Gdolim do work on it, and are mashpiach lekarka for themselves. This is the sheet of the Ri over there in Taisvis. And the Chayra, when a Bayah over here in Ersig says, Hasam Gedolim Gabbektanim Yadi Vikomachli, Hachal Miyoda Delechal, over there in that case, if the Gedolim do not say anything, then the Pasha says that they're Meichel, Mashenkin in this case, where Mer did not know that he had a brother, so he was not Meichel. The Chayra, what a Bayah means to say is that in our case, even without saying anything, that will be equivalent to the case in the Mishnah over there where the Gedolim did say something. The same way the Mishnah over there says that if the Gedolim said Mefurish that we're working for ourselves, so they get the Shvach, in this case also, even Bistama, even without Mori saying anything, then will be the same as if he would say Mefurish that he wants the Shvach for himself, because in this case there was no Mechila since he didn't know that he had a brother. So what would the din be Lemaisa? The same way that the Mechaikas Yishenma over there, in the case where the Gedolim said that we're being Mashpiach for ourselves, according to the Shita of the Rashbam, in Rabbeinu Tam, the same way in that case, the Gedolim only have a right to work on half of the karka for themselves, the other half they'll get as an Oris. In this case as well, Mori would have a schus to get all of the Shvach, in the second half, the half which is going to go to his brother, and that half he would get only as an Oris. Hashenkin, if you hold like the Rishonim, the Ri, the Rivam, that in that case the din is all the Shach go to the Gedolim, as we explained the Pshat, because then Henem Zeli Chaser, since anyhow the Ketanim were not working on their Chelik of the field, so they have nothing to lose to allow the Gedolim to work on all of it. In this case as well, the other brother was not around, he just showed up now, so Mari was working on all of the Karka, we would say Zehenev Zeli Chaser, since no one's working on the other half anyhow, there's nothing for him to lose to allow Mari to work on the whole thing and get all the Shach for himself. So this is how the contemporary Svarim explained the machaikas between Rabbeinu Yonason and the Ramban. Rabbeinu Yonason understands that Abai is not saying the same thing as Rabbami. The tain of Abai was, Hacha miyoda deleichel, since Mari was not Meichel, he should get all of the Shvach. This is al derech the re-entices, Mari will be able to get even the Shvach, which ends up in the chelik of the brother. According to this, Abai and Rabbami are two different shitas. Abai is saying that all of the Shvach should go to Mari, and Rabbami is saying that he should get as an aris. Hashenkin, according to the Ramban, he understands B'das Abaya, that even according to this Svara, the whole din of the Mishnah over there in Baba Basra is only because the Gedolim are Meichel, and here in this case, Mari was not Meichel, still the Ramban is mavur that Mari would not get more than an Aris in the other Chelek. The Pshat is al-Derech l'Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, L'maisa, what right does Mari have to get the entire Shvach in someone else's Karka, the Chelek of the Karka which ended up by their brother? According to the Shita of the Ramban, Abaya and Rabbami are the same Shita. Both are saying that Mari should get the chilek as an aris in the other half, the half that went to the brother. Now, just point out that the svar of Zen Henev Zeli Chaser seems to be a chiddush over here in this case. Usually we find the concept of Zen Henev Zeli Chaser, if Reuven uses something which belongs to Shimon, so if this is something which Reuven is nena from and Shimon doesn't have any loss from, so Reuven is potter from paying. However, in this case, the brothers who were gedolim, they worked on the karka and the karka produced, while Maisa, half of this karka was really owned by the ketanim. The produce grew in their rishos, so here's not a question of paying for a hana. The question is who owns the produce which grows in this karka. Since the maaseh, this karka was owned by the ketanim, it would be difficult to understand why over here you would say zehen v'zelei chaser. But Hakapan, we could surely understand the svar of the Rashbam, as we're explaining the Ramban and Asigah could be held like that as well. They hold that you don't say zehen v'zelei chaser over here in this case, and therefore the gleim will not get all of the shvach in the case of Baba Basra. In that case, Mari would not have a schus to get the produce which grew in the chelik which belongs to his brother. Now continue on to the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Adru ahal kameder of Chizda, amrulhu midami hasam b'shus nachis hachalah b'shus nachis, v'ayit katan huvaim reading kariv l'nichsei katan." Now Rabbeinu Yonason over here explains that even though the Gemara brought two tainas, the taina of Abai and the taina of Rabbami, according to Rabbeinu Yonason, this is two different tainas. Abai was saying that all of the shach should go to Mari, and Rabbami was saying that he should get as an oris. That which the Gemara says that it came in front of Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda answered back, that's only referring to the taina of Rabbami. And Rav Chizda is answering why Mari should not get over here as an Aris. As far as the Taina of Abaya, that Rav Chizda is not addressing over here. And now we can explain the same way we explained in the other Rishonim, that they don't hold of a Zenhen of Zelichos over here in this case. Since L'maisa, the produce grew in the Karka which is owned by Mari's brother, therefore he would get it, and Rav Chizda is only coming to address the issue, why does Mari not get at least as an Aris? Over here in the Teretz of Rav Chizda, we'll see there's a Machaikis Rishonim. As we'll see, there's a Machaikis about the Girsa. The Girsa that we have is that Rav Chizda said two different tainas. Firstly, he says, "Midami hasim b'shus nachis, hachala b'shus nachis." V'oid, he continues, "Katan hu ve'im reidin karav l'nichsei katan." Rashi clearly had this Girsa that there's two different tainas over here. The first taina is, "Hachaloi b'shus nachis." Rashi explains, "Kishayor zel teichoi l'nimlach be'bezdin." He never asked permission in Bezdin. V'oid, Rashi's Girsa, "V'oid, imbalim lechleim reidin naisai." If he would have come to ask, we would have told him that he should not go down, because he's a katan, ve'im reading kar of the nichsei katan. Now the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Tvada ask over here, according to the Girsa, that there are two separate tainas. The first taina was that he went down shaloi b'shus bezdin, as even before the Gemara mentioned anything about the brother being a katan. And the Rishonim asked the Gemara daf lamed ches amud beis, the brayso which talks about a kariv being yair l'nichsei shavui, it's mashma that he doesn't have to ask bezdin. The lashon of the brayso is hayair l'nichsei shavui in mitzino isim yaday. We don't take it away from him. It's mashma he went down without asking. Even though the Maisa Teis over there says he can go down l'chatchila, but Hakapam, it's not mashma that he went to ask Bezdin first, since the Lashon is Eimut Sinai Simiyodai. If so, what's the taina over here? Then Mari went down to the field without asking Bezdin. And because of this kasha, the Rishonim bring a different girsa in the Gemara that did not have the word v'oid. And the Gemara is really asking one kasha, not two separate kashas. The Gemara is asking, "Midami hasam b'shus nachis, hachala b'shus nachis." Why is it not b'shus? Because he was a katan, the Eimut Reading Kar of the Nichsei Katan. There is, however, a pshat which the Rishonim bring b'shem Yesh Mishapiresh to explain according to the Girsa that we have what was the first taina of Rav Chizda. And the truth is the Ramban says like this pshat as well. And that is when the Gemara says the Lashon of Hasam b'shus nachis achala b'shus nachis, it does not mean did he go to the karka with permission or did he go without permission. Rather, what it means to say is, did he go al das that he's going to work in someone else's rishos, or lav rishos nachas, he wasn't going down expecting that he's working on someone else's field because he thought this was his. By the case of Karav Yared Lenichsei Shavoy, he went down Metchil to get as an Oris, meaning that he knew if the Bayam comes back, he's going to get only as an Oris. This is the sheet of the Ramban in the previous Sugya, that throughout the entire time period, the Karav can eat all of the Paris, but if eventually the Baal Sada comes back, he has to repay him for all the Paris. He always allowed to keep the percentage that an Oris usually gets. Therefore, since he went down Metchil with that Das, that's the din he gets as an Oris. Mashenkin, in this case, where Mori originally went to the Karka, he thought it was all his. In this case, eventually, if it's found to be that the karka is not all his, he does not even get as an aris in the other chelek. And the Ramban adds further that here, the svar of Takinu de Rabbanon, keichid leilus tzedinu, it doesn't apply over here, since he went to work on the karka as if it's his. The Ramban is referring to the Gemara earlier on, in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that there's a difference between a case of mitzi aitzois al nichsi ishtei gdoila, over there the din is, masha haitzi haitzi, umasha ochal ochal, eventually if he's megarish his wife, or if he dies, before he got a chance to eat the Paris, he doesn't get anything, not even as an Oris. Mashenkin, in the case of Mitzia Tois al Nichse Ishtei Ktano, the other din is the Chomor Mesakin that he should get as an Oris, because Rechoshish maybe is going to be Mafsid the Karka. He's going to try to get as much Paris as he can, because he knows that his wife could be Ma'enes at any moment, and then he'll lose everything. And the Mavdir says that our case of Yerid al Nichse Shavi is the same thing. Even if the Baal Sada came back before the Karev got a chance to eat from the Paris, we still give him as an Oris for this same reason. The Chacham made a takana that he should not be mafsid the karka. And the Ramban is explaining, over here you don't have that svara. Since he thought the karka was his, he didn't have any tzad that someone was going to come and claim it. Therefore there was no necessity for such a takana. Therefore the din is that Mori only gets his half, and the other half he does not even get as an oris. Now the truth is that we should mention that the Maram Shif and other Achrenim ask a kasha over here. On the svara of Rami said that if in the case of Yerid Nichsei Shavoy, over there he gets as an oris, and surely in the case of Mori, where he went down, he thought that the Nechasim were his, surely he should get as an oris. And the kasha that the Achrenim ask is, this is a stira, a direct contradiction to the svar of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Over there the Gemara says a svar that the more something is samcha daite, the more that the person realizes that this karka is really his, the less the necessity is there for the tacham to make a takana to give him as an oris. That's the chiluk between the cases of Mitzi Atois on Nichsi Ishtei Gdeila and Nichsi Ishtei Ktana. By Ishtei Gdeila, where he's saying that he's going to get these paris, the tacham did not have to be misakin to give him as an oris, mash enkein by Ishtei Ktana, where it's choshish that she's going to be ma'enes, there they had to make a such a takana. If so, what's the taina over here? That if by Yerid L'Nichsei Shavi he gets as an Oris Koshkein, in this case where Mari went to the Nechasim of his brother, the Chor is as far to say the opposite, that in the case of Mari he was some chadaita, therefore there was no necessity to make a takana to give him as an Oris. This is the Kasha of the Achoinim, but Al-Kopanim according to the Ramban, this is goof for the terrors of the Gemara, where Rav Chizda said, Hasam Mavshus Nachas, Hachalab Mavshus Nachas, he meant goof for this Svara. In this case, Mori did not go down with the intention of working on someone else's property. Therefore, there is no takana of Takinu Le'Rabban and Keched Le'Liv Sedinu to give him as an Oris. Now, as far as the next Taina of Rav Chizda, Ve'oid Kotanu Ve'im Reed and Karav Le'Nichsei Koton, according to the Girsa of some Rishonim, this is really all the same Taina. The Taina was that even if he would have gone to Bezdin would not have allowed Mori to go and work on the rest of the Nechasim, the Chek that belonged to the brother, because the brother was a Koton, and Ve'im Reed and Karav Le'Nichsei Koton. This Taina Rav Ami accepted. He said, if I would have known that he was a katan, I would have been maskim that Mori does not deserve to get as an Oris. Here again, there's a machoikas rishonim. According to this svar, that since the brother was a katan, and Bezdin would not have allowed Mori to go down to the Nechasim, does that mean to say that Mori doesn't get anything at all? Or does he still deserve to get something? He should get the same as the Yerid L'Teich Sadeh Shel Chaver Shel Lo Birshus. We know the din is that if Reuven goes down to Shimon's field, without any rishus at all, not a case of karav under a yerid l'nichsei shavoy, the din is if he's mashpiach the karka, the din is he does deserve to get something, he can either get the shvach or the haitzois, whichever is less. Meaning if he spent money in order to work on the karka, usually the increase in value is more than the expenses, in that case he does not have a right to ask for the shvach, but he does at least have a right to get reimbursed for his expenses. If however he was not matzliach in his work and he spent money and the land did not go up in value more than the cost of the expenses, the cost of the expenses were more. In that case, he does not have a schus to get reimbursed for all of his expenses, but he can at least get for the amount that the karka went up in value. HaKopan is machoikis rishonim over here. The sheet of the Ritva, this is in the Ritva Chadoshim, and the Ramban has been more like this as well. Even in this case, where Mari's brother was a katan and Rav Ami was maskim, the Mari does not have a schus to get as an oris, but still he does have a schus to get as a yerid shuloi b'rishos, he'll get either the shvach or the haitzais. There are, however, rishonim who hold not like this. They hold that we give a knas since he went down Shalai Bershus, Bezin would not have allowed him to go down. Eimer Eden Karv L'Nichsei Katon, that if we give him a knas, he does not have a right to get anything, not even the Shrach or the Itzois, as the din of a Yorid Shalai Bershus. This is the sheet of the Chedushim HaMiyuchosim L'Ritva. Now just to summarize the Sugyo, so originally we had the sheet of Rav Chisda, he passed that in this case of Mari Bar Isak, Mari does not have a schus to any of the Shvach in the Chelik of Mari's brother. Abayi and Rabami both argued on this, and we saw two Malachim in the Rishonim, the Malach of Rabbein Yonasan, that Abayi and Rabami are two different Tainas. Abayi is saying that Mari should get all of the Shvach, since he didn't know that this brother existed, he was never Meichel, and we explained the Pshat in this Tad is that Mari has a schus to everything because then Henev is Eli Choser, meaning in the second half, which eventually would go to Mari's brother. Murray's brother didn't know better, and therefore he was not working on it. Therefore, he has nothing to lose if Murray does want to work it and get the shvach from it. Rami is a different tainer. Rami is saying that Murray should get it as an oris, just like in the case of Karev, a yerid l'nichsei shavoy. When the Baal Bayis comes back, the Karev gets it as an oris. According to that, it's a three-way machlokes in the Gemara. And according to the Ramban, Abayi and Rami are really the same shita. They both held that Murray should get it as an oris. And if Chizda answered back to this taina with either one svara or two svaras, depending on the girsa. According to Agirsa, the first time is Hachalav Bershus Nachis, and we had two Mahalchim. Rashi explained that he went down Shalei Bershus, he wasn't Nimlach Bebezdin, and the Rishayim say a different pshat, that he didn't go down to the field with the intention of getting as an Oris, since he thought that the field was his. And the second time is Eimer Yidin Karev L'Nichsei Koton, and the Gemara's Bevur, that that's the time that Rav Ami was Mekabel. Now the Rif Haskins L'Maisa, that since in this case of Mari, the brother was a Koton, therefore Mari does not have a schus to get anything. If the brother would have been a Godol, and since in this case Mari did not know about him, and therefore Mari was not Meichel, then the din would have been that Mari would have got as an Oris. And the Mukhesiv over here explains, even according to the Girsa, that there were two Tainas of Rav Chisda, firstly the Hochalab Bershus Nochis, and secondly, Emeridin Karv L'Nichsei Koton, the Gemara's mashma that the Iker Taina was the second one. The Gemara says Rabbi Ami was Makabal the second Taina, he said he hadn't realized that the brother was a Koton. And if the Rif Paskins the Mice, that if the brother would have been a Godol, then Mari would have got as an Oris. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well. In Chayshem Mishpat Siman Reish Pei Zayin Siv Gimel, he says like this: Misha Yorish Es Oviv Vishbiach Anachosim VeNota Ubono VeAchakach Noida Sheyesh Li Achem BeMedina Acheres Im Ktanim Heim Hashvach LeEmta VeIm Hayu Gdoilim Hayuv Li Noida Sheyesh Li Achem Shaman Li Kaoris. The Mechaber paskens that there's a difference between Ktanim and Gdoilim. If it's Ktanim, even though he did not know about them, and therefore he cannot have been Moichel, still a dinner, he doesn't get anything, and the Pshat is like the Gemara's Mavur, because he didn't have Rishus to go down to the Nechosim. If, however, the Achmar Gedolim, since he didn't know about them to be Moichel, therefore he has a right to get as an Oris. Now, let's mention the Kasha that the Sma asks over there, in Sifkot on Tezvov, he says, why is this case, the case of Gedolim, where the dinner is that he has a right to get as an Oris, why is it different than the case of Marid and Karav, the Nechsei Shavoy, in the case of Shomu by Shemes? We discussed this in the previous year. The Shita of Tosis and the Rosh is that in the case of Shom by Shemes, there if the Baal Sada comes back, the din is that the Karev who went down to the field does not get anything. There the din is that it's like a Baal b'nichsi ishtoy, masha hoitzi hoitzi, masha ochal ochal. That which the Gemara says is far that the Rabbanu will mesakin that he should get as an Oris, kivin loy sam chadaitoy, tekivin loy Rabbanu keichid loy lefsedinu. That's all in the case of Loy Shom by Shemes. Over there he's choshish that the Karev is going to come back from Medina Sayam. Therefore we guarantee him that even if the Karev does come back, he'll still get as an Oris. That takana is not necessary in the case of Shom by Shemes. He doesn't have a tzad that the Baal Sada is going to come back. Therefore, it's not necessary to make any takana. There's no chash that he's going to be mafsid the field. And the kash that the Sma asks is that in this case as well, the brother was here, he went down to the field, he didn't know that there was another brother. This should be like a case of Shom by Shemes. He doesn't have a tzad that someone else is going to show up. Therefore, we don't have to make a takana to give him as an oris. This is the kash of the Sma, and the truth is, we discussed this earlier, according to Rabban, this Be'etzim is the first taina Rav Chisda said back to Rabami. Rav Chisda said, "Midami hasam b'shus nachis, hachol la b'shus nachis." We explained that according to the Ramban, la b'shus nachis means that he went down to the field. He didn't expect that it's going to belong to anyone else. And what this means to say, the Ramban says, therefore, that there is no necessity to make a takana to give him as an aris. But since, as we explained, but that's the Rif, we're only concerned l'maisa with the second svar of Rav Chisda. That's the svar that Rabami accepted, and that's how the Rif passed into l'maisa that there's a difference between a katan and a gadol. By Godel, the din is that the brother who went down to the field does have a right to get as an Oris. If so, the Kasha remains. In this case, there is no necessity for the Chacham to make a Takana that he should get as an Oris. It should be the same as the Baal B'nichsei Ishtoi. When the Ishtoi is a Gdeilah, there the din is Masha Hoitzi Hoitzi Masha Ochal Ochal. Here as well, when the second brother shows up, the first brother should not get anything, not even as an Oris. One could take a look at the Sma over there, and the Nesivis, they bring Terutzim to this Kasha. Rakapam, this is the Cheshbon of the Sugyo, comes out. As we explained according to the Ramban, this was the first teretz of Rav Chisda. Well, the Maaseh Rif was not chayshir for this tiny halacha. If so, one has to know how to answer this kasha. Why is this case where the brother showed up, the first brother didn't realize that he had a brother bechlal? If the second brother shows up and he's a gadol, the first brother does have a right to get as an oris, and the kasha is, why is this different than a case of karva yor v'nichsei shavi when it's shown by shemeis, or the case of baal v'nichsei ishtai, then they don't get anything, not even as an oris. Now continue on to the Mishnah. Hamafkir peris eitzel chaveroi hareza yotzel chesreinais. The Mishnah tells us that when one receives produce to watch, so when the shemer gives it back, he's able to deduct the amount which is normal for the peris to diminish. And the Gemara explains the case is talking about where he was ma'ar of these peris with his own peris. If the peris which were pikadain are kept separate, so he could just give it back to him and say, areisho cholofanecha. The case is talking about that he mixed these peris with his own peris. And the Gemara continues, even if he did mix it, what's the problem? Lechsi ledidei kamahavion. If he knows how much peris he had originally and how much peris he received to watch, and now he sees that the peris went down, he could take off kafi cheshbin. This is how Rashi explains. He should make a calculation what percentage of the peris were his, and then he'll know how much to deduct. The Gemara says the case is talking about he was mistopic, he had been using from the peris, and he didn't know exactly how much he used. And therefore, the din is that when he gives back the peris that he received to watch, he takes off according to the cheshbin of the Mishnah. Now, mention an interesting Ma'ar Mokaim. This din is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpah, Sivin Reish Tadik Beis, Sif Yud. At first, the Mechaber brings a case where he was Ma'ar of the peris, but he knew how much peris he had. In that case, he sees how much peris are left, and he makes the cheshbin how much the peris were chaser, and he gives back to be cut on according to the cheshbin. In Halacha Yud Aleph, the Mechaber brings the din of Nistapik Behem, if he had been using from the peris, and therefore doesn't know how much peris are his, so there he makes the cheshbin, as it says in the Mishnah, each min according to the amount that is normal for it to lose. Now in this din in Sif Yud, the Ramah brings the Chumas Hadeshen. The Chumas Hadeshen is talking about a case where Reuven gave money to Shimon to bring to a certain place. And he made up clearly that Shimon is not being mekabel any sort of achrayis, not even the achrayis of Hashem or Chinam. Shimon took the money and he put it together with his own money. The coins were the same type of coins, and therefore there's no way of knowing which is Reuven's money and which is Shimon's money. Eventually when Shimon got there, he realized that some of the coins were missing, and the question is, who should take the loss over here? So the Shumas Hadeshen passing that in this case, where all the coins were identical, there's no reason that Reuven would be makbid that he wants dafka his coins back. Therefore, he wouldn't care if Shimon puts the coins together with Shimon's own coins. In that case, the din is, the Shumas Hadeshen says, that each one loses kefi cheshbin, each one loses according to the ratio that he had in the total amount of coins. If, however, the pikadon was not coins, that was, for example, taboyis shalzov, rings of gold, there it's mustabra to say that the one who gave the pikadon, he wants back his own rings. And in that case, if Shimon took the rings and mixed them up with his own ones, and now he can't tell the difference, and eventually one of them got lost, the question is, was it Reuven's who got lost, or was it Shimon's? There the Chumash Hadeshen paskins that Shimon is considered the Muchzik. Therefore, you could tell Reuven, perhaps one that got lost was one of yours, therefore you would have to bring a raya that yours are not lost, otherwise Reuven is the one who takes the loss. The Chumash Hadeshen also adds a third case, if Reuven and Shimon both gave tabayis to Levi, and now one of them are missing, there the Chumash Hadeshen paskins since there is no Muchzik, Levi is the one who's holding the rings, and it's definitely not his. The question is, are there Reuven or Shimon's? Who's the one who's missing? There's the Chumash Hadeshen paskins that we go Basar Reiv. If most of the rings were Reuven's, he had more than Shimon's. Now if there's one missing, we assume that it came from the Reiv. It was one of Reuven's which went missing and not one of Shimon's. But to go back to the case of the coins, this din of the Chumash Hadeshen, the Ramah brings right over here, in Reish Tzadik Beis Sif Yud, after Mechaber brings the case of our Mishnah, Mafke Peres Eitzel Chaveroi, Mashmois is that these two dinim are related, and the Be'er Agra, he says like this Mefurish, that the din of the Chumash Hadeshen, the first din, the case of the coins, that's Miyusid, that's based on the din of our Mishnah of Mafke Peres Eitzel Chaveroi. The same way we see in Ersugyo, when one receives the Peres to watch and he's Ma'ar of them with his own Peres, the Gemara has revealed that if Shimon would know how much Peres he had, if it would not be a case of Mistapik, so we know exactly how many Peres each one started off with, and now we see how much are missing, then the din will be that each one will lose Kefi Cheshbin. That's the same din that Chumash Hadeshen is passing in the case of the coins, each one loses Kefi Cheshbin. In this case, we don't go after the Muchzik, we don't say that the Shemer is the Muchzik on his own Peres, therefore the Mafkid should have to bring a raya that some of the missing Peres came from the Shemer, otherwise we'll assume that all of the missing Peres came from the Mafkid. And we also don't say that you should go bust a Reiv, if one of them had more Peres, we should assume that the missing ones came from the Reiv, rather we say that each one loses Kefi Cheshbin as if they were Shutfim. Meaning once the Peres are mixed together, it's the type of thing that a person is not makbid dafka to get back his own. We don't look at it as if some of the peris belong to Reuven and some belong to Shimon. Rather, all of the peris jointly belong to Reuven and Shimon together, each one according to the ratio that they had originally. Therefore, when there's a loss, each one loses kefi chashbin. So too in the case of the coins, since each one's not makbid to get back his own coins, so once the coins are mixed together, they're considered shutfim in all of the coins, and each one will lose according to the ratio that he had. And the truth is, if one takes a look in the Truma Sedeshin over there, this is in Siman Shin Yudalit, he doesn't mention anything about our sugya, but the Mashmais of the Ramah, who puts this Truma Sedeshin after the Mechaber over here, and the Goyin says like this Mefuish, the Raya of the Truma Sedeshin is from our sugya. Now this does not mean from the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is we didn't see any Chisarin in front of us, we don't know how much is missing, because the case of the Mishnah is that he was Mistafik Mehem. The Mishnah tells us how much we could assume the pairs are normal to go down. From that Lachar, there would be no Raya. That's not a case where we have a Chisarin in front of us, and the question is where to attribute this Chisarin. Rather, the Raya is from that which the Gemara says that if he was not Mistafik Mehem, Shimon knew how much pairs he had originally, and he knew how much pairs he got from Reuven. There the din will be that each one will lose Kefi Cheshbin, meaning in a case where we saw Chisarin. The question is where this Chisarin should be attributed to. If we know how much each one had originally, then we could attribute the Chisarin according to the ratio. Now the Truma Sedeshin brought a riot to the case of the coins as well, since each one's not makbid to get his own coins back, the other din is also will attribute the chesaron according to the ratio. Now there is a har over here, and that is, the Truma Sedeshin is talking about a case of coins, and he says clearly that neither one is makbid to get back his own coins. In that case of Peiris, L'chaira, we saw the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Svar Reis Adam Bekav Shaloi Mitisha Kavan Shal Chaveroi, and for that reason the Mechaber over here in Sif Yud, when he brings it in of the Mishnah, he says clearly, "Hamafkid peiros eitzel chaveroi harizel lo ya'arvim in peirosov." The chatchil l'shemer should not be ma'arv these peiros with his own peiros. However, ovar v'irvom, if he was over this din and he was ma'arv them, then the Mechaber goes on to tell us how to figure out the chisarn. If the shemer would have kept this din and not being ma'arv of the peiros, then there would never be any shaila at all, as the Gemara says he would give back the peiros and say harishal chalof anecha. And why is it that it's also to be ma'arv it? So the Bira Grover explains based on the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches. Because of the din of Reitzah Adam Mekav Shalai Mitisha Kavan Shal Chaveroi, that's why the Mechaber Paskins and L'chatchilo, the Shema should not be Ma'arav it. It's interesting, this going is Mashma, that there's no tzad to say that he should not be Ma'arav it for the very reason to make sure that we'll know later on who should get to Chisarin. The going is Mashma, that's not a reason not to be Ma'arav the Paris, rather the reason is because Reitzah Adam Mekav Shalai Mitisha Kavan Shal Chaveroi. Now, Kupam, to get back to the case of the Truma Sedeshin, L'chair in his case, the coins, there was no Akpata Bechlal, who gets which coins. There the din is that when they mix them together, they become like shutfim, and therefore the chesaron is kefi cheshbin. Hashenkin over here in this case, by the peiros, there is a svar that he does want his own peiros. If so, what's the comparison? However, the chesaron of pshat is poshut, and that is, before the peiros were mixed together, he would have rather keep his own peiros because roitz adam mikav shaloi mitisha kavon shal chaveri. And that's why the mechaber paskins, the chatchil l'shem, should not mix the peiros. However, once the peiros are mixed already, now he knows that there's no way he could figure out, he can't tell which peiros are his. It's not like the case of the Tabayis Shalzov, which the Ramah brought. There it is sometimes possible to figure out which Tabayis belong to who. Therefore, even after the Tabayis are mixed, it could be the Mafkin still does not want to consider them as Shutfim. He's still hoping to figure out which ones are his. In the case of Paris, it's not Shaykh, and therefore once they're mixed, and the Mafkin realizes he's not getting back his original Paris, then already they get a din of Shutfim, they're considered to be joint owners in all of the Paris. Therefore, if there's a loss, each one loses Kefi Cheshbin. Now continue on to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda on the end of the Mishnah. The Gemara explains what's called Midah Meruba Asara Kurin. And the Gemara explains the case is talking about the Mafka gave the Tvua to the Shemer Rabbi Moisa Gurin, which is Moisa Chama, and the Shemer gave it back Moisa Kshamim. There, even though there should be Chisrainas from the Achbarim, however, Moisa Kshamim, the Tvua expands, and if he does not take off the Chisrainas, he has to give back the full amount. And as we'll see, there are really three Mahachim in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. And the problem that they're all bothered by is, if Yehuda means the way we would think Kiputai, that the Chisrainas from the Achbarim is replaced by the expansion B'moisek Shomim, so what difference does it make how many Kurim were given to watch? Regardless of how many Kurim there are, each Kur loses something from the Achbarim, but it regains it from the expansion B'moisek Shomim. What difference does it make if it was 1 or 10? We'll start with the Shita of Taisvis. And the Mas Chomid Meruba, Taisus understands that as far as the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Tanakama holds that no matter how many kurin there are, you still take off according to the same cheshbin. By tefillah, you take off tisha chatzoy kabin lekur. Hashenkin, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, no matter how many kurin were given over for shmir, you still only take off one shear of tisha chatzoy kabin because the achmam are not going to eat more no matter how many kurin there are. As far as that machlokes is concerned, the Yehuda holds like the Tanakama. Therefore, for 10 kurin, the amount of the chesrainis is 10 times tisha chatzoy kabin. And what Yehuda is saying is that if it's a midah meruba, if there are 10 kurim, then the amount of the expansion in the Mosek Shamim also reaches Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. And therefore, if 10 Kurim were given for Shmira, instead of taking off 10 Shirim of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, you only take off one Shir of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, because the last Teisha Chatzoi Kabin is replaced by the expansion. Now, in the Shita Mikobetzas, he brings B'Shem the Talmid Rabbeinu Peretz, a different Pshat in the Gemara, and there's Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and no matter how many Kurim there are, there still only is one Chisaron of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, if he only gave one court to watch, so you have to take off a chasaron of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, and the expansion of one court, B'Moisek Shomim, does not reach that amount of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. If, however, he gave him 10 Kurim to watch, so the chasaron is still only Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and the expansion of 10 Kurim already is Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, therefore the Shem will not take off any chasaron. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Peretz, and he learns like this with Das Rashi as well, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. However, the Rashi that we have before Neinu, Rashi on the Mishnah, in Dibur Maskel Hoysa Mida Maruba, he does not exactly say this. The Lashon of Rashi over there is, Hilkach Nifichosei Mishalemes Chisaron Hamagil Shneikurin Ashloisha Shachbarim Oichlin. The Mashmois of Rashi is, and this the Mashal points out, Rashi is not saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Shita of Yochanan ben Nuri, that the Achbarim only eat from one kor, even if they are 10 kurim, they only eat one shir of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, and he's also not mashmim like Tosfos. Tosfos said that when there's a bikkurin of asara kurin, the shomer still deducts chesreinus, and so what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that the amount of the expansion equals to one shir of the chesreinus, therefore instead of taking off 10 sets of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin, he only takes off 9 sets of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. Rashi's not mashmim like that. Rashi's mashmim, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that in this case, the shomer does not deduct any chesreinus b'chlal. Mashal does not explain what exactly Rashi does mean, but the Mashmois of Rashi is that Rabbi Yehuda holds somewhat of a middle shita between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that from 10 Kurim they only eat one shir of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. They eat more than that. However, he also does not hold like the Rabbanan that even from 10 Kurim you deduct 10 sets of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. Rather, he holds a middle shita. The more the Pikotan is, the more Tfuah there is over here, the Achbarim do eat more, but it's with a declining scale. Meaning from 2 Kurim, the Achbarim will eat more than one Kur, but not two full shirim of Teisha Chatzoi Kabin. And what Yehuda in the Mishnah is saying is that if the Bikadon is 10 Kurim, then the amount of the Chisaron from the Achbarim will be identical to the amount of the expansion B'Moisek Shomim, and therefore the Shomer will not take off any Chisaronis at all. These are the three Shitas and how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Pnei Shuv here makes an important point, and that is that Rabbi Yehuda does not differentiate between the different Minim in the Mishnah. And the Kasha is that we see in the Mishnah as far as Chisaronis, there is a difference between different types of minim. Different minim lose different ratios to the achbarim. Everyone is maskim to this. And the question is, how could it be that exactly the amount of the chesreinus of each min, according to Rita, that comes out, that's exactly the expansion of that min? We'll take, for example, the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Peretz for simplicity. The expansion of 10 kurin of chitim b'moisek shamim is teisha chatzoi kabin, that's the amount of the chesreinus. But for sa'im and doichin also, it comes out exactly that the expansion of 10 kurim of soyim in the Moisek Shamim is also Tisha Kabin, which is also the amount of the chesreinus per kur. This is very highly coincidental. The same way the chesreinus of soyim is exactly double that of chitim, so too the expansion of soyim is double that of chitim, and so on and so forth. This is very not mistaber. So the Pnei Yeshua answers this kasha with an important yisoid, and he explains like this. He says, when Yehuda says in Pnei Yeshua Meisiris that the Moisek Shamim there's an expansion for chitim it's Tisha Chatzoi Kabin, does not mean to say that we know for sure that that's the exact amount that it will expand. It depends on different factors. It could be it'll be more, it could be it'll be less. But the din of the mission is according to Yehuda. Since it could be more, it could be less. Therefore, Mechayev the Shemer to give back exactly that which he received. It is possible that he really should only have to give back a little bit less. It's also possible that we should really be Mechayev him to give back more. It could be the expansion is more than the chesaron of the achbarim. However, since that's the amount that he got, that's the amount that we're Mechayev him to give back. And the Pnei Yeshua compares it to that which we know that there's a difference between a case of Ein Yedeim Mechzarti and Ein Yedeim Nischayavti. If a Shemer knows that he received a Pikadain, he's made that he received a Pikadain, and he says, I'm not sure if I gave it back to you, but in this case of Ein Yedeim Mechzarti, the din is he is Mechuyiv to pay. Mashenkin, if he doesn't know if he ever received a Pikadain, that's like a case of Ein Yedeim Nischayavti, I don't know if I ever became Mechuyiv to you, then the din is he's not Mechuyiv to pay, the Mafka would have to bring a Raya. The Pnei Yeshua says, in this case, to be mechayev the Shemer to give back exactly the amount that he received, that's like a case of Ein Yedeim Praticha. The Shemer knows that he received that amount, and that's the pashas, that's how much he should have to give back. And even though there is a tzad that he should be able to give back less, there's a possibility that the chesaron was more than the expansion of the Moisek Shamim. Still, since he's not sure, it's a safek, this is like a safek of Ein Yedeim Mechzarti, Therefore, the din is that we're mechayfim to give back like exactly that which she received. However, if we're mechayfim to give back more, even though there is b'etzim a possibility that you should have to give back more, that the expansion was more than the chasaron of the achbarim, that much we cannot be mechayfim misafik, because that's like a case of ein adam nischayavti. This is not the amount of tefillah which he received, this is more than he received, and we don't know if he ever became mechayfim to give back this greater amount, therefore the din is that he's potter. Therefore, the Peyashua says, that's the pshat that it comes out that all of the shirim are exactly the same. It's not the pshat that we know for sure that the expansion of Sa'irim is double than the expansion of Chitim. The pshat, since we're not sure exactly how much the expansion is, therefore, Yehuda says, you always give back exactly that which you received. The chesronos get cancelled out by the expansion of B'mayis HaGshamim. Now, continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing that which it says in the Mishnah, Im Hayu Kankanim Mishonim, Eine Yotze Loi Bala. On this, the Gemara asks, well, Yefshar de Loibola, the Gemara in the Kasha held that it's not shaykh that there is at least some amount of absorption, even by Kankanim Yishanim. And Abai answered this Kasha, he says, Kivan de Ton Ton, an old barrel could get fully saturated to the point that there will be no absorption at all. Now, mention an interesting Taz, and your day of Simon Sadi Gimel. The Beis Yosef over there brings B'Shem de Rihalova on a din that if meat was cooked in a dairy pot, it should not have been used to cook dairy for the past 24 hours, more than Me'ais La'ais, so the din is, the dairy which was cooked there more than 24 hours ago is nisin tam nafgam. The taste which had been absorbed into the kli is already spoiled, and therefore will not aster the meat. And the real oven is mechadish, even if this kli was used to hold milk, cold milk, for the past 24 hours, it will still not aster the meat. And he explains, because the tam that's absorbed in the kli, that's very nisin tam nafgam. And the tam from the milk, even though it's a kli cheres, and a kli cheres is boileh, even betzainin, even something cold can absorb, and the milk was sitting there for 24 hours, but since the kli is already an old kli, and it's fully saturated, the milk will not get absorbed into the kli just by sitting there, only by cooking. Therefore, the milk that was sitting here is not absorbed b'chlau into the kli. The only thing that's absorbed is the milk which was cooked in the kli, and that's more than 24 hours old. Now, the Taz brings this din, in Simon Tzadik Gimel Sifkat and Beis, and he says, the real lovin is mavur, that even if it's there more than 24 hours, still the din is that it's kosher, because the kli is not b'lei of the chalav. And he argues in this, and he says, if it's already there 24 hours, so we know that the klal is kovush kemavushal, something which has been soaked for 24 hours, that's equivalent to being cooked. And therefore, the kli will be b'leia the chalav which is not nice in tam l'vagam. Therefore, that could potentially aster the meat when the meat is cooked in this dairy pot. And then the Taz quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that there's a right to the real lovan from Ersiga over here in Perek HaMafkid. Because Akmar says that kankanim mishanim are not b'leia b'chal. And here it's talking about more than 24 hours. It's still mavur that it's not b'leia. L'chad, this is right that you don't say kovush kemevushal. That soaking accomplishes the same thing that Bishul could, to be mavliya even into a kli yoshan, because if that was the case, then in this case also, we would have to take off for the blias, even though the kankan is yoshan. And the Taz is matmiya on this raya. He says, when it says in Er Sigur that a kankan yoshan is fully saturated and it's not shaykh to be boilei anything anymore, ba'etzim, even a day cooking wouldn't be shaykh to boilei anymore, because once it's full, it's full. What does cooking do? Cooking can pull out something which had been absorbed before, and this will make more room for something else to get absorbed in the kli. If so, the Taz says, the Be'etzim really kovush iskim avushal, and it can accomplish the same thing as Bishul, even a kankan yoshon, the kvisha, the soaking, could pull something out and cause something else to get absorbed. However, as far as Ersig is concerned, where the nidin is, when the shem is returning the yayin or the shemen, should he deduct for the amount that got absorbed in the kli? Hereby it says, by a kankan yoshon, kivan de ton ton, you don't deduct anything. And the Taz explains, the Rabbi does not mean to say that nothing lemaisa will get absorbed in the kli, because since kovush kim avushal, is soaking in the kli for more than 24 hours, something will get absorbed in the kli, but the only way that it could get absorbed in the kli is if its first pilot, if something which had been absorbed in the kli beforehand, gets pulled out, then it could be replaced by something new. And therefore, as far as Ersig is concerned, when the nidin is, should you deduct anything, Abai says that since the only way it could get absorbed in the kli is if it replaces something else, therefore Abai says there's no reason to deduct any of the shaman or the yayin, because you're not going to lose anything. Anything which will get lost by being absorbed in the kli will be replaced by something which had been absorbed in the kli beforehand. However, when we come to the Indian of Basar v'Cholov, here it's already a problem. Here, once we say Kovush k'mevushal, even if there's only cold milk in the kli, but if it's there for more than 24 hours, it could get absorbed into the walls of the kli. Here, it makes no difference to us if when it gets absorbed in the kli, it's going to replace something. Something else is going to have to come out in order for this Cholov to go in. All we care about is it shaykh for the Cholov to get absorbed into the kli? Once we're saying that it is shaykh, I did Kovush k'mevushal, then already there's no difference between a new kli or an old kli. Either way, once chalav can get absorbed into the kli, and you cook meat within 24 hours after that, it could potentially aser the meat. This is the yisayit of the Taz. Rakapan, we see how he understood our Gemara. When Abai says, kivan de ton ton, according to the Taz, it doesn't mean that the kli will not be b'leia b'chlal. It's possible that it will be Beleya, Idei Kovish Kemavushal, but whoever it's Beleya, it would also be Pilot, and therefore there's no reason to deduct anything when the Shemer gives back the Yayin. Now continue on to the next Gemara. The Machaik is between the Chacham and Rebihud in the Mishnah. There is no Chacham Mefurish in the Mishnah, but one understands that this is a Machaikis. According to Rebihud, when one sells Shemen, the Mechor has the right to give a Lug Umechsav Shmarim, and according to the Chacham, he has to give pure Shemen, he cannot give Shmarim. The Gemara is a Machaikis between Abai and Rav Papa had to understand this Machaikis Chacham and Rebihud. According to Abai, the Yaseid Machaikis is whether it's Mutter to be Ma'arav Shmarim, is one allowed to mix in Shmarim into the Shemen? According to Rebihud, he can. Therefore, if Lamaisi gave him pure oil, he didn't give any shmarim in the shemen. In the end, he could hold back a lugu mechza because he had a right to give him shmarim. According to the Chacham, it's also to be ma'arav shmarim. And therefore, since he had to give pure shemen, in the end, he cannot hold back a lugu mechza for the shmarim. He never had a right to give him any shmarim. That's according to Abaya. According to Rav Papa, Machlekes is the opposite. According to the Chacham, it's mutter to be ma'arav shmarim. And since he had a right to and he didn't, he was meichel. When he gave pure shemen, that shows that he's meichel and he doesn't plan on giving any shmarim. And if in the end he doesn't have a right to hold back a lugu mechza for the shmarim, by shaking according to Behuda, it's also to be ma'arav shmarim. And moichel katayna to the lekeach. If I'm not going to give you any shmarim, I'm not going to make any money. Therefore, even though he was not allowed to mix shmarim into the shemen, still he has a right to hold back a lugu mechza for the shmarim. And we have to really clarify over here what exactly did they make up? And the moichel and the lekeach agreed on the sale of the shemen. What exactly did they say? So Rashi over here in Divar Maschal Mutar La'arav Shmarim explains that the case he's talking about, that he was Moichar Shemen L'Chaveri Stam. He just said, I'm selling you Shemen. They didn't make up whether it would be Mezukak, whether it would be pure Shemen, or it would be with Shmarim. And the Machaikas between the Chacham and Rebihuda, this is both according to Abai and according to Rapapa, they both agree that the Yaseid Machaikas between the Chacham and Rebihuda is whether it's Mutar to be Ma'arav Shmarim. The question is, who holds which way? But Akapar, I'm actually saying that the case is talking about that they made up Stam, and the question is, in that case, is it Mutar to be Ma'arav Shmarim or not? According to the Manamar that it's Osir, Rashi explains the Dibur Maschal Osir of Arav Shmarim. He says, Shebecheskas Mezuka Gloichim Mimenu Vezem Mekalkuloi. Even in this case where it was Stam, according to the Manamar that it's Osir of Arav Shmarim, the Pshat is because it's Becheskas Mezuka Gloichai. The assumption is that Stam Shemen means Shemen Mezukak, therefore it's also to be Arav Shmarim. Now, according to Rashi, when the Mishnah says the Loshin, Afa Mecher Shemen Mezukak Lechaveroi, it doesn't mean to say that that's what they made up. They didn't make up to sell Shemen Mezukak. The case is, as Rashi says, that they said Shemen Stam. Akar Chod Mishnah means to say is that they made up to sell Shemen Stam, but Lamais, what he gave him was Shemen Mezukok. Now the question is, in the end, does the Mechor have a right to hold back a Lugu Mechza for the Shmam which he could have gave him? The Rashba on the Mishnah says like this as well. He quotes B'Shem the Ravid that even though the Lashon of the Mishnah is HaMechor Shemen Mezukok L'Chaveroi, it doesn't mean that that's what they made up. Rather, the case is they made up Stam to sell Shemen. If they would have said Shemen Mezukok, then clearly Rabbi Yehuda would be maskim. They would have to give the full amount of Shemen Mezukok, and he would not be able to give any Shmarim. Now in the Rambam, however, this is not so poshut. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Ches Hochus Mechira Halacha Tes, and his Lashon is like this. HaMoicher L'Chaveri Shemen Mezukok Einim Mekabel Shmarim. Mocher L'Shemen Stam Mekabel Lugu Mechza Shmarim L'Kol Mea Lug. Now in the Magen Mishnah over there, he writes that the Rambam is passing not like the Shita of Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah, rather like the Shita of the Chachamim, and he writes, V'chein Das HaLochus Shom, the Rif also passing this way. In other words, the Magen Mishnah's understanding B'das HaRambam, when the Rambam paskins HaMoichel L'Chaveri Shemen Mezukok Einim Mekabel Shmarim, that's the case of the Mishnah, that's where the Machlokes Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim is, and that's where he paskins like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Huda. The Magen Mishnah understands that the Lashon of the Rambam HaMoichel L'Chaveri Shemen Mezukok, that's the same Lashon as the Mishnah, and therefore Akarach, this case is the case of the Mishnah. This is where the Chachamim and Yehuda argue, and the next case of the Rambam where he sells the Shemen Stam, there the Rambam paskins Mekabel Lugu Mechza Shmarim L'Chol Mea Lug. The Pshat is the Rambam understands because in that case, even the Chacham would be masking that he could deduct for the Shmarim. The Machaikas Chacham Rehuda is dafka in a case where they said Mefurish that were selling Shemen Mezukok. The Maisa afterwards, the Magen Mishnah does bring a different Shita. He says, Yesh Mi Shapirish, that the Rambam is really passing the Shita of Rehuda in the Mishnah, and the Machaikas in the Mishnah is in a case of Stam, where they said Mefurish that it's Shemen Mezukok, there even Rehuda's masking, and that's the first case of the Rambam. Bakupam, the Iker Shita of the Magen Mishnah is the first way. That the Machaikas between the Chacham and Rehuda and the Mishnah is a case where they said Shemen Mezukok, and over there the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, but by Shemen Stam, even the Chachamim mask him that you couldn't mix in Shmarim. The Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishpah, Simon Reish Chav Ches, he also brings 2 days how to understand the Rambam, and he himself goes like the Magen Mishnah, that the Rambam means to paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rehuda, and the Rambam holds that the case of the Mishnah is where they said Mefurish, that the Mechir is on Shemen Mezukok, in the case of Shemen Stam, even the Chachamim are Moideh. And the obvious problem over here is, According to the Pshat and the Rambam, that the case of the Mishnah is where they made up Shem and Mezukok, what could possibly be the Pshat and the Shita of Rabbi Huda? How could he say that even if they said Mefurish that we're selling Shem and Mezukok, the Mishnah still has the right to take off for the Shmarim? So the Chara Karcho, you have to say with that's Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and his Sefer Evan Ozel, he explains this way, that when they made up Shem and Mezukok, according to Rabbi Huda, the Pshat is that they made up that the Shem that he's actually going to give him is going to be pure Shemin. The Lekech doesn't want to have the Tircha to separate the Shmarim, but since they both know that Shemin usually does have Shmarim, 100 lug of Shemin includes the lug of Mechsa of Shmarim, so when they said 100 lug of Shemin Mezukok, what that really means to say is 100 lug of Shemin after it's already been strained, which is really 98 and a half lug of Shemin Mezukok. It did not mean that after the Meicher takes out the lug of Mechsa of Shmarim, he'll replace it with an additional lug of Mechsa of Shemin. Now the problem, however, with this is, what does Abaye mean to say? He explains the Machlokes is whether it's mutter to be Ma'ariv Shmarim or also to be Ma'ariv Shmarim. Abaye says that Rabbi holds it's mutter to be Ma'ariv Shmarim. According to what we're explaining now, when he says Me'a Lug of Shemen Mezukok, he means to say that he wants the Shemen should be strained already. So how could Abaye explain the Pshan Rabbi Yehuda is the reason why the Meicher has the right to take off the Lug of Mechta is because he could have been Ma'ariv the Shmarim. He definitely could not have been Ma'ariv the Shmarim. They made it clearly that the Shemen would already be strained. So in this service, Rav Zalman says he could be Ma'atchik and say, when Abaye says Loshen, that Machoik says whether it's mutter to be Ma'ariv Shmarim, it doesn't mean in this case whether it's mutter to be Ma'ariv Shmarim, because here they made up specifically that the Shemin would be strained already. Rather, Machoik says B'derech Chal, when a Meicher sells Shemin, is a mutter for him to be Ma'ariv Shmarim. If you hold B'derech Chal that he can be Ma'ariv Shmarim, then in this case when they made up that it's going to be Shemin Mezukok, so even though here clearly the Lekech wants that it should not have Shmarim in it, but still since B'derech Chal the Meicher can mix in Shmarim, so here as well, even though they made up Shemin Mezukok, that just means that the Lekech wants it strained already. But as far as how much Shemin he's getting, it's not any different from the amount that the Meicher usually sells. I mean, here also the Lekech understands that he's not going to get the full amount of Shemin. The Meicher will deduct the amount which he usually gives of Shmarim. The Lashon of the Gemara is Dochok, the Evan Ozel says, because the Lashon of the Gemara is that he could tell him, Ibay le ruvadoch mi le arvidoch, that's mashu that Lameis of the Meicher has the ability to be Ma'ariv the Shmarim. According to this, you have to be Ma'achik the Lashon. However, the Evan Ozel asks further, he says, what is the Pshan of Rav Papa according to this? Rav Papa says the Pshan of the Chacham is, and since the Meicher is allowed to be Ma'ariv Shmarim and he didn't, that shows that he's Meichel. In this case, where they made up that it's going to be Shemin Mezukok, how can we possibly understand this as a Mechila by the Meicher giving Shemin which doesn't have Shmarim in it? He had to give Shemin without Shmarim because they made it clear that that's what he's going to give him. If so, how can we possibly see a Mechila over here? This Kasha the Evan also leaves off with Tarchin. According to the first Pshat of the Magen Mishnah and the Pshat of the Beis Yosef as well, the way they understood the Rambam, how is the Rambam going to understand this Gemara?
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.